if we think of traditional definitions of literacy, and, you know, capturing the manner in which individuals code and encode language, should we be thinking of sounds as a whole nother language? So no words, but just sounds. I think that sounds as a language could be a more inclusive language, perhaps is already a more global language than languages that involve words. So could there be such a thing as being sound literate, meaning you hear something and you can understand what those sounds are? Will we eventually say that I am fluent in sounds or fluent in noises? And that might sound silly, but I was thinking of somebody who might call themselves being fluent in bird calls, for example. So bird calls in this case being another language. And if you say that you are fluent in bird calls, somewhat alluding to the fact that you are understanding and literate in that particular language. So maybe the idea of being sound literate, I don't recall anybody using that term or kind of speaking in day-to-day language saying that I'm sound literate, but maybe it's not so different than saying that you're fluent in bird calls or fluent in another language that doesn't include words. And sounds seem to be part of a language that we share, but isn't necessarily captured as part of the traditional definition of literacy.